drinking rum and Red Bull. And you see, let me heart full. Them want me get awful, like them on the dance, I'll get grapple. And I'm rum and Red Bull.
If you knew the dangers of mixing rum with Red Bull, you'd probably reconsider filling your cup with this mixture. Energy drinks are everywhere, but how exactly are they supposed to give you energy? What's really in them? And are they safe, especially when mixed with alcohol? We tell you about the ills of this practice. Energy drinks claim to stimulate the mind and body, plus provide a boost of energy. However, they can have adverse effects when mixed with alcohol.
There can be some damage to organs because of lack of hydration, because they are drunk, but at the same time, they are energized because of the amount of caffeine that a lot of the energy drinks have. Certainly, blood pressure will go up and it can cause a heart attack, so it can be dangerous. And then, of course, if you mix that with other drugs, the whole thing goes berserk.
Executive Director of the National Council on Drug Abuse, Michael Tucker. The effects of mixing these beverages can be attributed to their ingredients.
The amount of caffeine that are present in a lot of the drinks is exorbitant, so it can cause problems.
High levels of caffeine can boost heart rate and blood pressure, causing palpitations. So, mixing these highly caffeinated drinks with alcohol further increases the risk of heart rhythm problems. Fatigue is the body's way of saying it's had enough to drink. The combination of energy drinks and alcohol can trick your body into thinking you haven't had enough. This is because alcohol depresses the central nervous system while energy drinks stimulate it. Putting the two together is akin to you forcing your central nervous system to play tug of war with itself. It's you confusing your brain.
So what will happen when you mix alcohol with energy drink, you tend to drink for longer periods. As you know, alcohol tends to dehydrate you, and energy drinks will keep you energized. So if in a situation you're drinking for a prolonged period without hydrating yourself, the risk of being dehydrated and have problems occurring from the dehydration is enhanced. It can become very serious. People who too drink significant amount of alcohol mixed with energy drinks and are dancing while they're drinking too, the whole situation of dehydration is also exacerbated and can get worse. So people may collapse because of lack of hydration.
Alcohol leads to dehydration, and this is one of the reasons you get hangovers after excessive alcohol consumption. The caffeine in energy drinks is a diuretic, which also causes people to lose water. Mix that with alcohol, and the effects of dehydration are worsened.
The hangover is caused primarily because you drink and you're dehydrated, and that is a reaction on your brain. The throbbing and thing that you get is because of excessive alcohol use and not hydrating yourself properly. So it is the body's way of dealing with being dehydrated.
Executive Director of the National Council on Drug Abuse, Michael Tucker. So, if you decide to consume alcohol this Christmas, be responsible. And when you drink, don't drive. Have a safe Christmas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.